Hi, I'm Dr. William Renner, and it's my pleasure to host this series of podcasts on evidence-based medicine with Dr. Alan Safdi. I'm the Emeritus Director of Radiology at the Ohio GI and Liver Institute. Dr. Alan Safdi is Chief Medical Officer of Quadrant Health, owned by Stanford University and the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Safdi served as Chairman of the Department of Nutrition and Gastroenterology at the Deaconess Hospital and Ohio GI Liver Institute, and has been elected President of the Ohio Gastroenterology Society. Dr. Safdi has been the primary investigator in more than 200 medical studies and co-investigator in more than 800 studies. Alan, let's talk about some interesting article that talked about weight training protecting the brain from dementia. You know, can lifting dumbbells lift your memory too? Maybe you could summarize that article for us.
It's an interesting study, Bill. And I sure hope so, because I do weight training three times a week and done it for decades, and I will continue to do. You know, we've always known that regular exercise is a known modifiable risk factor for dementia. I mean, there is really no excuse. It's probably the best medication we have is regular exercise, and then second best is nutrition. And this is an interesting study that suggested that weight training may help protect the brains of older adults that already have some cognitive impairment. What they did is they took 44 adults, ages 55 or older, with a diagnosis of mild cognitive impairment. If you think that's uncommon, it's not. It's an extremely common problem that we have in the older population. We think at least one out of three, probably more, individuals in the older population have mild what we call MCI, or mild cognitive impairment. So they took these and divided them into two groups, which you always want to look at. If you're looking at a study, always look and see if the study is well done. So they took one group that participated in resistance training. It doesn't have to be with heavy weights, twice a week, not and with progressive loads, meaning weights or sets were increased as participants' muscles strengthened. So as they got stronger, they increased the amount of resistance.
They also did moderate to high intensity training too. It's just not light weights, but yeah, go ahead.
And so what they did is they're looking at the greater the so what it's actually really looking at, the greater the muscle mass associated with lower risk of dementia and better cognitive and function. So in the past, we've seen that. So why is that? Well, rate training helps protect certain areas of our brain. And there are certain areas of our brain that are really, well, all areas of our brain are important. But the verbal and episodic memory areas, it improved the strengths of the neurons. It improved how these neurons talk to each other. You know, as you exercise, you get release of things called brain-derived neurotrophic factor and other areas that really help in regards to your cells communicating. And it may delay progression or even prevent the onset of dementia in these people. So
and as a radiologist, I found it fascinating that it even changed white matter structure seen on MR examination. So we can actually see the changes. So a significant amount of change in my mind.
No, and it's, I think you're absolutely right, Bill. That's really important. Not only, you know, because in a study, there can be investigator bias, but there's not when it's a blinded radiologist looking at their MRs. You know, we're looking at their cognitive function, their attention, their supported memory. You know, we're looking at all those things. And one of the fascinating things, it could even reverse in a couple of these people. They showed improvement in cognitive health after the intervention. And these weren't years of intervention.
As I remember, there's five participants who didn't even have who completely came back to normal after 6 months of weight training.
Yeah.
And they no longer tested positive for dysfunction.
So, you know, people, you know, if you improve insulin sensitivity, that makes a difference. If you have increased levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, that makes a difference, which support the growth and survival of the neurons. If you improve blood flow, which you're going to do, there's not one kind of exercise you should do. You should do about four different types of exercises we can go into. But As you improve blood flow, you improve cardiovascular health and cerebral blood flow into your brain. So these physiologic changes that you can see in this, improved. So we want to, in our communities as a whole, we want to decrease obesity. We want to improve cardiovascular health in people. We want to reduce the diabetes risk, and we want to have more brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And it has tremendous strength besides just, we used to talk about bone density, that it improves bone density. Yes, that's another benefit of this. But this is not only improving bone density, but it's improving your cerebral, function and brain regions controlling memory and thinking.
Alan, I'd like to hear about the exercises they did.
So, resistant, and you don't have to do this. So, reading a study, don't think that you have to do what they did because they didn't have a low dose, exercise. We have studies in rats where we have rats that did weight training. And people go, how did the rats lift barbells? They did not. They tie weights to the rat and they go up inclines. And that's how they did the weight training in rats. We have rats that do continuous exercise on a wheel. We have rats that are sedentary. All of them improve things in their brain. So, and those we can even get more detailed neurologic examinations than we can in these populations. So, resistance training can be with any sort of, barbells that you have. Bands are fine if you're doing resistance training, but if you're doing resistance training, also do aerobic training, whether you walk, whether you bike, whether you run, whether you hike, get off your rear ends. Those are very important things that we need to do. So, what we want to do is if you exercise, you're going to build muscle mass, maybe by 1% per month for a while, and then you'll plateau out. But it helps in the older populations, helps preserve independence, reduces fall risk. You have more fat loss and better body composition. You increase your metabolic rate. You improve your bone density. You improve your insulin sensitivity. You improve your heart health. You improve mental health and cognition and decrease the risk of depression. There's multiple studies showing that. So, what we
Yeah,
want to
I think, the decrease in the fall risk for older people, extremely important. As you know, of course, dementia, that's always been my greatest fear in life, is getting dementia as I get older and becoming a burden for someone else. I mean, that's actually one of the few things in life I really fear. So, yeah, this is a great article, Alan.
Yeah. And don't lift weights every day. Weights build up muscle, whether it be bands or weights or body weight that you're using, by having microscopic tears from lifting. And then you have repair and growth and protein synthesis in those areas. So, 2 to 3 times per week for general health. If you're really interested in getting better muscle growth, 3 to 4 times per week. But do not, give your body time to heal in between these sessions. And I think you're going to do well. But this is really an encouraging study. We don't have medicines to reduce or prevent cognitive impairment. I don't care what drug you look at, there's none of our medications are that great. These are things you can do at home that don't cost a thing. And you can set up programs at home that with minimal, one set of barbells, you can do your biceps, your triceps, your pecs. You can do all these different things. You can do it with bands, and there's lots of things you can go online and find a good weight program for you, or get a personal trainer just to design the program for you.
Alan, this is a great article and really, really important, I believe. Thank you so much for presenting that to us.
Well, head to the gym, Bill. Thanks a lot.